is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sinful astatism out of your head. Can you feel it, Michael W. Dean? Can you feel it, Michael
Steve Miller? Feel it, Steve Miller Miller.
Yep. I haven't felt anything in years.
And the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. It allows use and reuse by anyone except state actors. You can learn more at BIPCOT.org. And one state actor passed away recently.
He did not.
Bill Paxton.
You're thinking of Bill Pullman. Point out your plot holes elsewhere. Bill Pullman's the state actor. He played the president in, you know how in disaster movies, I'm getting an echo. Who's echoing? Turn down a little bit, Steve. Is it Steve? Let's check. Okay. Give me silence. Steve. That's
yes,
some echo.
Michael.
Hang on. Hello. You're both echoing a little bit. All right. It's the hamsters in your brain. Hey, let's do a real sound check on the air. So
lack of hamsters, rather. It's echoing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So, Steve, how are you? What do you think of Bill Paxton's death or Bill Pullman, whoever played president on Independence Day?
I think the sound you hear is the sound of my voice echoing off the walls of Facebook jail.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Hey, Jim, what do you think? Tell me, Jim, quick. We're doing a sound check.
I don't think I can recall too many movies I was in except for what? Wasn't he an alien?
Apollo 13.
Apollo 13. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess Houston, I have a problem. I don't remember any of his movies.
Bow, 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 bow.
Yeah.
That's the thing, the air horn. I missed having a childhood where you punctuate funny statements with an air horn. That was just never done in Ohio in the
late 80s. Some major league gaming action right there.
Bow, 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 bow.
You know? Kids these days.
I used to love watching those.
They don't know how good they have it with their air horns and their Facebooks and their Pac-Man video games and their espionage.
And their BLTs and their hula hoops, etc.
Their lobster sandwiches.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't
wait for
that.
Hey, you guys ever eat, speaking of complaining about things, do you ever eat Jolly Ranchers?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Speaking of segues.
So when you get the bags of all the mixed ones, throw away all the ones that aren't red. Because the red ones are all good, the cherry, the watermelon, etc. The ones that are blue and green.
I will fight you.
All the blue ones are awful. The green ones are
good. The blue ones look and smell like the cake in the urinal at a truck stop. The same chemical.
Michael's seen some rough days in his life. He knows what those taste like, folks.
Yeah.
The watermelon is the best. I'll fight anybody. Prove me wrong.
This is the hill we die on.
Yeah, this is the hill that I'm going to die on tonight.
Is the supremacy? Oh, you're a watermelon supremacist.
That does not sound right. Anyways, Michael said he was going to complain about stuff, and all I hear him doing is clacking around on his keyboard.
Well, I'm talking to someone that's
he's
like,
in a newsroom.
She said this girl says she wants. The woman says she wants to try out for the Fiends, and so I was going to say we're looking for one more woman. We've added
live recruitment on the air.
We've added a woman. We've added a dude, and then there's two more dudes buying equipment who I think are pretty good that we're going to try out. So.
According
to the union bylaws, we have to get more females right now. So this lady sent me I'm going to play on the air. I'm going to play this this tryout. It's pretty funny. I mean, basically.
Right. Anyways, Michael said he was. Oh, wow. I can hear myself.
Yeah. So hang on. So here's the lady's.
Good work there.
And this is an ad she did. This is not,
caller, turn down your radio.
What she talks about. Listen, yeah.
Guys, do you last less than 2 minutes in bed? Let's face it. You're embarrassed. Your partner's disappointed, and no one's satisfied. You need Procoitus, the clinically proven way to help men last longer and completely satisfy your partner. Procoitus is an FDA-approved OTC spray that has been scientifically...
Anyway, that's... I like that.
I have an objection. If I last 2 minutes, it's safe to say that nobody... It would be wrong to say that nobody was satisfied, because apparently one person was.
You were. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for Joel Osteen, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you guys see the picture of my fat cat I sent you? My cat is getting so fat. We put her on a diet, and it's slow to work. Bob's the one that was, like, starving to death when we got him, and then He was
you
feral.
Just misgendered your cat. It's so triggering.
I know. But yeah,
did the cat meow which gender your cat prefers? Because I feel that
he's getting so fat that I was trying to photograph him so he looked less fat, you know, like I do with myself. But
wow, eats the shame of living in the false gender binary which you foisted upon him.
He just eats away his shame. Okay, good. Look at the picture.
And on top of that, you're fat shaming him on national radio.
I am. Well, I just played a
hashtag triggered.
Yeah.
Okay, hashtag Team Bip. All cats are beautiful.
All cats are beautiful. Blessed. I have cats.
Healthy at any size cats.
Unless they're a queen bee anti-feminist cat, then they're ugly.
That is.
Yeah.
did you send this on to me? This picture, or did you put this on the Book of Feces? Because you know I can't be there because I'm in jail.
I emailed it.
Oh, you emailed it because it's
you can't
come through.
When you're blocked on the Book of Feces, you can still look at it. Can't you?
Well,
did you try?
I'm skating under the radar.
Yeah, you're somebody else. I see.
Yeah, Zuckproof.
Yeah, everyone's Zuckproof. Yeah. Like lately, I've been getting all these requests, like friend requests from people I know, but they're under different names. They're Zuckproofing for the big Zuck storm that's coming. They can feel it.
The Zuckening.
So you're going to talk about your Zuckening later, but so. Before the show, we talked about, what are we going to talk about in the show? And I said, well, for the first segment or two, I'm going to complain about people. I've got a list of resentments. And I said, then you guys can do the same if you want. And one of you said, so it's like a normal show, all the other shows then, right? Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, okay, so my first complaint, basically most of what I end up complaining about is people just not communicating clearly. Like, I got in a fight with my wife the other day. It wasn't a big fight, and we kissed and made up an hour later, but we, like 10 minutes later, we hardly fight. We fight like once a year, and it's usually small, and it's usually because I'm frustrated because she doesn't communicate well sometimes. And I don't, like, she communicates great compared to most wives and husbands, but just little like logistic things, like I said, oh, we got this email. We have to send it to so-and-so. I don't have her email. You do. And my wife was like catching a plane in an hour. And she's like, well, okay, I'll do that. I'll get around to that or something. She meant before she left, this was something that had to be done immediately. And I, just little things like that, like not explaining, so you don't understand what's going on. The funny thing was, we were standing in the kitchen, like not yelling, we never yell, but we were talking sternly back and forth to each other from like 10 or 12 feet away. And Bob, the cat, started trying to patch us up. Like he went over to her and kind of jumped up on her leg to get petted. And then he came over to me and then he went to her and did it. And then he went to me and did it. And finally we just went, okay, this is ridiculous, and we're making the children upset. Let's make up, and we did. But it was the cutest thing ever, man.
And hopefully that makeup lasted a little bit longer than 2 minutes, right?
Otherwise,
I know about some wonderful supplements you can take.
It'll last for another year. No, I don't need that. I need oxygen. I can get it up. I just need oxygen after sex. I'm like,
wait, hold on. Did you just claim to have inflatable genitals on the radio?
No. You need oxygen? I'm like an athlete. Is there a pump athlete or an old rock star. I can still perform.
There's a Reebok pump in your contraceptive.
You know, like Mick Jagger used to have, or probably still has, oxygen on the side of the stage, and he's been doing that for like 20 years. A lot of musicians do that.
Start Me Up is actually a song to the guy who runs the oxygen tank.
That's awesome. I like it.
Make a grown man cry, but or maybe die. Man.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Yep. I'm making a meme now. That's why. I'm coming off extra autistic. Yeah.
You coming off X? Yeah.
Autistic.
So that was one little thing. Another thing that happened, I'm just basically trying to teach people to communicate more clearly. I was texting back and forth with someone today about something that was important. Like, oh, I need this thing. Do you still have this thing? I sent you this thing. And he said, and he didn't reply. And 5 minutes later, he came back and said, yeah, I still have it. So what do you do wrong there, guys, who've been on the internet for many, many years?
I must have missed it. I don't know.
Okay, let me say it again. We're texting back and forth. I said, do you have X? What, not X, not XT, but do you have this piece of equipment of mine? And then nothing for like 5 minutes. Like I was in, he didn't say be right back. You know the be right back? Do you guys know?
Yeah,
you
BRB.
Yeah, BRB. Yeah. Like when you walk away from the computer, when you're in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah, you're like ideally you should have said, I'm going to go look for it. Or what have you?
Yeah.
Like why there's a gap? That, yeah. Like, but I it's annoying, but it's kind of a venial internet sit, I would have to say.
Yeah, but it's not. This wasn't.
But if
just,
there's if there's other things going on that are also obnoxious,
there was nothing
so
else going on. There was nothing else going on. It was like call him on the phone and say I need to talk to you privately. Get on Signal. You know, like we were sitting down to have that conversation. You know, it wasn't just, hey, we're on Facebook chatting and I'm doing 20 other things. It was like, I need an answer. Yeah, and he just walked away. That's ridiculous. You guys don't think that's ridiculous? I think it is.
I think it's mildly rude, but I don't think it's an outrage or anything like that.
See, that's what's wrong, is you kids today don't think that's an outrage. You should. When I was forging pixels,
Michael,
by hand.
You're social justicing at me.
On a 14.4K modem.
You're not
back in the 80s.
By God.
I know. All right. So, well, let's talk about really important things in the world, like the comedian in Philly that you're pissed off at. Because that's
it's
so
not
important.
A comedian in Philly. It's not a comedian in Philly. You go. He's a comedian in New York, and he's one of the world's biggest D-bags, and he also has a podcast called Citizen Radio, which is millennial
cancer.
No one
listening knows who you're talking about, but go ahead. It's important.
His name's Jamie Kilstein.
I gotta point out that you sent me an email for show prep with this, like, ridiculous rant somebody wrote on Facebook about this problem. And you were like, and then when we got on, you were like, did you read it? Like, we're actually gonna read your beef. I'll let you talk about your beef on the show, but I'm not going to.
But people
read,
were
like,
crazy. You love that sort of thing.
Yeah.
No, you do. We'll be back. You're all fired. All of you. Who wants to be a fiend? Call in now. Install
Union
fiend
protections.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Thank you for being a fiend. You may know the show is Trigger Weens. We're saying worms and your new bigger buttons on. And if you threw a party and invited every yak you knew, you would see we'd still follow the NAP and we're covered by BIPCOT. Thank you for being a fiend.
We go to Steve Complains. Which one of you is going to read this bad review I just sent you? It's pretty hilarious.
I'll read it.
It's pretty long. Let's go back and forth. Have Steve read half. Do you have it, Steve? Can you get it on your robot phone?
It is. Here, let me check.
Jim, go ahead. Start.
Yeah, about what you'd expect from a crazy shut-in in Wyoming. Very full of himself. He's been the only... been the only constant on the show. Nobody seems to be able to work with him for very long. And that's pretty telling. It also destroys the community of the show.
Or continuity
of the show. A big chunk of the episodes are him hawking the latest BS app he is pooped out and playing with it on air. Another one is that one dude who stripped at the Libertarian Convention, laughing loudly for minutes end to end about something that's not even funny. Then you have some random new co-host, if you can even call them that. If you're going to talk into a microphone on the airwaves, we're doing it now. If you're going to talk into a microphone on the airwaves, yeah, somehow he got on radio for that long, you should at least have something interesting to say or be entertaining. Instead, you'll be subjected to Michael playing you music from his past, him reliving his glory days, and seeking compliments from his acolytes he's brought on the show.
I'm so cool.
With him for the evening, rambling about something happening in the fringe ANCAP movement, and no payoff to the episodes. The quote host unquote talking to the cutoffs for the breaks. Yeah, that is one problem, but we seem to have fixed that with my little suggestion there. They often reference the conversations during the commercial breaks we never hear, and then the co-hosts are on their own. Michael will often dropped in and interrupt things and somehow managed to make the show even less interesting. He even used to have people call in when he actually ran an entertaining show. At least the podcast only days, there was some swearing to cover for the lack of actual content. Oh, and don't forget how many times they mess with the audio levels and the like while they're trying to produce a quote show unquote. There are no segments. There are no there's no organization.
Wrong.
And it's all just background noise. It's a conversation I would find myself walking away from if I were at a party in my daily life.
Too bad he's being forced to listen to the show.
I know. Right? Someone's like holding a gun to his head. The flash in the pan that was the show has long fizzled out.
Yeah. We've talked to an iTunes soothsayer, folks. Your show is but a flash in the pan, and it has long since gone out.
Yeah, but I seem to have solved single-handedly. I have solved the running into the breaks with my little addition. Yeah, but you know, what can I say? James Weeks likes to laugh. He's a very laughy guy.
Laffy Taffy.
He's probably going to live forever because of it.
He looks like one of those dudes that lives to be 180 and like wears overalls and nothing else and lives that sort of Vermont, married some fat woman or black Nubian princess and just, lives to be really, really old, like Pete Seeger, that sort of thing. He's kind of like Pete Seeger on a bender.
See, I imagine James Weeks when he's not dancing around in his thong at the Libertarian Convention on national cable TV.
I gave my life to this party.
I'd imagine him at some Oktoberfest wearing one of those kind of lederhosen type of things, drinking a boot full of beer. That's what I imagine him as. Yeah.
Well.
All right. So,
no disrespect. He's a cool guy.
Okay, so sorry to interrupt your important complaints with a review about how our important complaints aren't important, but prove him wrong.
Okay. Go ahead.
To prove him wrong, I'm going to finish talking about what I started talking about before the break and tell you that there's this comedian who's awful named Jamie Kilstein, and he is going through a really rough time right now because he's been convicted in social media court of sexual harassment of several women in the New York comedy scene. And when this happens and you are a social justice warrior, it is pretty much the end of your entire life. And apparently Janeane Garofalo has abandoned him. And when you lose Janeane Garofalo, you have lost the resistance entire. R.I.P. career Jamie Kilstein.
And when we get back, more complaining.
It's a conversation you walk away from in real life.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Hi, have you heard about Bitcoin? Not Bitcoin, but Bipcoin. Bravo, India, Papa, Coin. Bipcoin is a new cryptocurrency that you can start mining today for free on ordinary computers. Unlike most altcoins, BIPcoin is not a clone of Bitcoin. BIPcoin is based on entirely new, more recent, and better code called CryptoNote. So unlike Bitcoin, BIPcoin has truly untraceable transactions, does not require specialized mining rigs, and has adaptive limits. Plus, BIPcoin is the only cryptocurrency covered by the BIPCOT no government license. This allows use and reuse by anyone except governments and government agents. If you're still kicking yourself in the head for not getting in on the ground floor of Bitcoin, start mining, using, and trading BIPcoin today.
Not a guarantee.
Mining BIPcoin costs you nothing but the electricity to run your computer. And we already take BIPcoin for stickers and buttons. Go to BIPcoin.org. That's BIPcoin.org. Once again, that's Bravo, India, Papa, Coin.org.
So like I was saying off air, before we get into the story, which is the best story ever, I heard the funniest thing from Ben Shapiro. He said that I love how Hollywood spends the entire night, the Oscar night, that is, spend the entire night ripping on Donald Trump for being incompetent, yet they can't even seem to announce the correct best picture winner.
Yeah. Episode 3 of You Know What Really Grinds My Gears on the Freedom Fiends.
This news story does not grind my gears. In fact, I love the story. I want to meet the story in a Nevada brothel and pay for its services and then fall in love and then pay off her drug debt to her kingpin, and so she doesn't have to work in a brothel anymore and then drive into the sunset. This is how much I love this story. This is from the National Review, which is, it's National Review, but it's a really good one. Students. The headline: students, transgender woman can't be diversity officer because she's now a white male.
Yeah,
you're pigging a white male.
Explain pigging, Steve.
It's South Dakota cursing. I have a friend, Steve Reese, who's on the radio in South Dakota, and instead of saying the F word, it's pig this, pig that. Pagan is the big one, and he had a meltdown while announcing at a farm show recently because this woman that he was co-announcing it wouldn't shut up, and he blew up and just had this huge temper tantrum in front of everybody in front of this at the Sioux Falls farm show and used the word pagan about 12 times in front of a bunch of children.
Nice. I like it.
So I don't know if I can say this name right. Wellesley College student.
I think Hillary went there. College.
Yep. Oh, okay. Students are okay with him on campus, but not in a leadership position. This is a woman who transitioned to a male. A student who was born a student who was born female but felt perfectly comfortable identifying as a man at Wellesley whatever college until people said she shouldn't. Until people said that he shouldn't be a class diversity officer because now he is a white male. Timothy Borat White, what is Bort? Bort White was born a girl and checked off the female box when applying to the Massachusetts All Women's School, according to an article in the New York Times. But when he got there, he introduced himself as a masculine of center genderqueer. The person named Timothy, the name he picked for himself, and asked them to use the male pronouns when referring to him. By all accounts, Bort White felt welcome on campus.
Should have changed the last name first.
I know, right? Until the day he announced that he wanted to run for the school's office of multicultural affairs coordinator, whose job is to promote, quote, a culture of diversity, unquote, on campus. Yeah, so like we're all about diversity until a female wants to transition into a male. but it's kind of like a conflict, right? Because you have to respect transgender people, and they're all heroes because they had the courage to come out and announce to the world that they are no longer the gender that they were assigned at birth, and now they're this new one. But at the same time,
I want to
transition to a white male.
Who assigned it, Jim? Did you say assigned? Who assigned it?
Well, apparently, from what I'm told, it's doctors that do that. I don't know why they think that that's the case, but anyways. But like, if it was a male who transitioned to a female, that'd be okay. But now that he identifies as a white male, that can't be good because now they're in a conflict. Is it a good thing that they're a transgender person, or is it a bad thing because they're a white male now?
I think it's a good thing that it's a transgender person. I'm very pro-trans. Well, okay, I'm more like amateur trans, but no, I think you're more semi-pro.
I just think you're just not willing
an essential
to it.
Part of being a libertarian is letting other people do what they want. And if
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Like I have absolutely no problem.
Live your life. You know, if like gender dysphoria, by all accounts, is a pretty crushing thing. And if it's good, if you're gonna, you know, transition and do whatever, you know, you do you, Spriggs.
Yeah. Like I have a good friend of mine who we knew before.
As long as you're not, you know.
We knew before she did that she really was a woman, and then she later transitioned. Still a good friend of mine, but it's like these kind of social justice warriors. They have this conflict where they want to praise transgender people while at the same time hate on white males. So it's kind of like, oh, what do I do here? Like, sure, it's a transgender person, but it's a white males. The hate kind of balances out, I guess.
Okay, where the hate for where white the guy, males where the guy messed it. Up is he freely identified it as masculine. When they said, how do you identify? He could have disguised it a bunch of different ways and said, you know, more femme than a biker gang or something like that, and maybe the college would have responded differently. You know, it's bureaucracy.
Yeah, and but this is gold right here. But some students thought that allowing Lortworth.
Go ahead.
Sorry, but this is gold. I'm sorry. This has to be. I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is gold. But some students thought that allowing Bortwright to have the position would just perpetuate patriarchy. Welcome to the club, I guess. They were so imposed, in fact, but when the other three candidates, all women of color, dropped out, they started an anonymous Facebook campaign encouraging people not to vote for him, not to vote at all, to keep him from winning the position.
They're ANCAPs, are they not? Are they not running around trying to take the man down by not voting?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the lie?
Yep. I thought he would do a perfectly fine job, but it felt inappropriate to have a white man there.
I got to say, the thing about not voting, this really doesn't have anything to do with that, but it's something that I want to say about every 40 shows, is that the reason I advocate not voting, other than it's immoral, more or less, because you're, you know, directing people to use force at other people.
I don't agree
more
with that,
than,
go ahead.
More than that, that one most people can't really wrap their head around unless they're, you know, 18-year-olds who still live in their mother's basement or me. I think there's other reasons not to vote. I think more importantly, it rarely, if ever, has the desired effect. Like, you know, perfect example in Wyoming, they've been voting for years on adding an income tax. Like, the people won't add it. The legislators won't add it. They're on an internet tax. And so the mayor, the governor's just doing it, you know, that's what happens. So you're just fooling yourself if you vote. But I think the real reason not to vote is kind of as a psychological exercise of like not playing their game.
Yeah. I only vote because it gives me something to do on a very boring Tuesday morning.
I like to
come sometimes upset the apple cart. But unfortunately, in my state, you can't write in people, so I couldn't vote for Harambe.
Can't you vote for nobody in Nevada, though?
In Nevada, there is a space for none of the above. Yeah.
I would do that if none of the above won, they'd dissolve that position, then I'd vote.
I don't know exactly what they do, but I know
they just make
neat.
They just make other morons run.
They just write it down. If everybody voted none of the above in your state, and one person voted for somebody, that person would win. That's probably how it works. I've read about it.
We can't just have nobody in the job heard.
It's really just tossing you a bone that they have that, you know, like, well, somebody, it's almost a joke. It's almost playing a joke on you. Like, well, so, you know, studies show that 70% of people say none of the above would be better than anybody running. So they just added it as a joke.
What if a candidate legally changed his name to press this button and win $50?
Or none of the above.
Yeah, I was going to vote none of the above for president, but then I heard Bill Weld tell people that that he endorses Hillary Clinton. And I was like, well, apparently if he doesn't want me voting for his running mate, I better do that. I'll better vote for him.
My name is Free iPad for hitting this button. I'm your libertarian candidate for governor.
Oh, I'm going to the registration office tomorrow and changing my name. Yeah. I forgot what I was going with that story. But anyways,
you had complaints. So yeah. Hey, you know what? I'll piss everybody off listening. I think there's only two genders. Did I just piss everyone off?
I think there... I don't think there's 72 genders or 58 genders or a billion genders or whatever there is. I think it's kind of
a billion.
I think there's like kind of a spectrum and people can put whatever label they want on it. But I think that a lot of the people who do that, who kind of say like, oh, if your gender is more than two words or five syllables, it's probably not real. It's probably something.
Well, that gets down to like what makes it real other than biology. You know, I mean, I would make an argument that race is more fungible than gender. I think race is more what you identify at and what other people identify you at, really, because there are people that are, you know, 1/8 black that don't even know they're 1/8, like their great 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 grandfather was fully black, and they don't even know they're black. And there's people that are, you know, less black than that, that identify adamantly as black.
I know that there's like a larger DNA difference between male and female than there is for something like white versus black.
Race is something like Kevin McKernan told me, it's something incredibly tiny, like six genes or something. And, you know, yeah, like eye color has far more
six
difference.
Genes. They're sagging if you're black.
Yeah. But,
Yeah, and I forgot I was going to go with that, but but
I
basically,
got real,
like
I got real, and you got confused, is what happened.
Let me ask you this, Michael.
Yes, the guy who I don't even know what you identify as because I can't remember. Sumosexual?
Yeah. Male.
Male. Male. You're a cis sumosexual male.
Do you believe in the gender binary opt out lip ring exchange rate? Let me explain what this is. I firmly believe that there is a certain number of rings you need to have on your lower lip in order to reject the gender binary, and that it changes by city. If you go to someplace like Brooklyn or Berkeley,
Seattle is 28.
Yeah, it's going to be Portland, really high.
It's 45.
If you go to like Seward, Nebraska, it's two. So there are some places that it's one, but in Nebraska it's two.
Casper, Wyoming.
Casper, Wyoming. It's a lip ring. Anything.
Actually, Casper, Wyoming has a lot of, and this is probably true in a lot of ruralish America, but I haven't traveled in a while, so I don't know. But there's a lot of stuff like happening here that's like 25 to 40, 30 years. Like people are getting discs in their ear all of a sudden here. Like the last couple years it started. Like that was played out in 1988 in San Francisco.
Stop appropriating African culture.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends. Want caviar sound on a cat food budget? Creamy Radio Audio by the Freedom Fiends has great free tips so you can sound like a pro without spending like one. The most powerful form of human communication is one person speaking to another. But if people have to suffer through your sound, they'll change the channel and miss your message. Creamy Radio Audio will help you speak to the world with sound that will make people want to keep listening. Check out creamyradioaudio.com. That's creamyradioaudio.com.
I'm on the air. Don't tell me I'm on the air because I know I can hear the intro feed thing.
So, Steve, how did you end up on welfare during the break by accident?
Yeah, inadvertently, a product of government welfare, I went into the break and our trusty board op, I believe his name is George, is that correct?
No, that was Nathan. George was at the beginning because Jason was stuck in snow, probably.
Oh, okay. Well, our trusty board op came on during the break, and he said, "Hey, Steve," and I said,
"Nathan."
White, and I said,
"Did you say yes. Jason?" Who said Jason? It's close. Jason. I like Jason.
Jason.
I will give free fiend stickers to anybody who names their kid Jason. If there's anyone having a kid out there.
Ma, how did I get to be named Jason? Well, I was offered some bad audios of hate crime stickers.
Yeah.
Wow. Just had to have those. Damn, they're existing stickers. Anyway.
Yep.
So he came on during the break and he said, "So, Steve, make sure you stay off. Make sure you stay on axis.
On axis means stay in front of the microphone so it picks you up loud enough instead of being off axis. Like, I'm off axis now. Steve just bobs his head a lot, so he goes off axis.
I'm like Stevie Wonder over here. Stevie Wonder Wonder.
So when you heard, what? What's the board op yelling in a distorted voice in our ear, interrupting us? I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. After reading that review, he wanted to chime in 20 minutes later.
How could the show be any worse?
Oh, by the way. Yeah. So
that was a hate crime.
People didn't hear. We hear it, but that's what it sounded like in our ear. He was trying to tell us something, but it sounded like he had a fuzz box on. But yeah. So when you heard "Steve, please stay on axis," what did you think that meant?
I thought he said, "Steve, please stay on access." Access being the name of Kensington's food stamps that you get a EBT card that says in huge letters across the front of it.
EBT is free.
Access, and there is something that we call the ghetto Groupon, where if you are white and you're walking around the store, somebody will say, "Hey, you pay cash for your groceries?" And every fiber in your white body will be like, "Don't say yes, don't say yes. You need to say yes."
'Cause 80%? They're gonna offer what's the percent? What's the discount? 50.
It's a flat 50. It's ghetto Groupon. It's 50% off.
Wow.
And next thing you know, you're walking down a bunch of shopping aisles with like a certifiable crackhead right next to you.
Because he doesn't want to lose you. He doesn't want another crackhead to come in and give you 40%.
It's like having a personal shopper.
Yeah, a personal bodyguard who's going to...
Here on the Freedom Feeds, we not only have inane conversations, and we not only talk about conversations we had during breaks, but we also give you tips on how to live like luxuries in a modern American ghetto.
Yeah, you know what that was called in the Tenderloin District of San Francisco in the late 80s? It was called cash money from Mama-san, because you'd go through the Tenderloin and there'd be these like black dudes who looked like they wanted to kill you, like just kind of full of rage and large and screaming. And they would scream at you, "Cash money for Mama-san, cash money for Mama-san." And they were like the pimp for the 80-year-old Chinese woman, you know, two cars away, who owned a corner grocery store. So the black dude would yell at the white addicts to get them to come over with their, you know, and he would be the introduction. And we got 75 or 80%. It depended on which cash money from Mama-san it was. Man, inflation on them ghetto Groupons. But this is before there was Groupons, so, you know, there's competition with that now. It's changed the price of the ghetto.
The free market has driven down the price of what you're able to sell your EBT cards for, so just another gift from libertarians unto the poor.
Yeah. And, you know, EBT cards were supposed to solve that problem. They were supposed to solve the problem of people selling food stamps and buying drugs with it, but apparently they didn't. They actually like introduced people and made friendships.
You can't stop people from having freedom of association. If you meet someone at the grocery store and you want to make a deal with them, people are still entrepreneurs, especially for crack.
Yep, everyone's a capitalist with crack.
And when it's a we beautiful get back, thing. And when we get back, we will go through some left anarchist cooking recipes.
Oh, boy.
Spoiler.
I may not come back because, you know, the interview said I usually come and go as I need. So, or the review.
Feel free to come interrupt us.
I probably will. Yeah, I'm going to go watch some movies and I'll come back and interrupt you. I'm too busy watching movies to do talk radio. That's what I have co-hosts for.
Do you want to be able to tell almost anyone, almost anything with only two words? And how about if you could do it without saying a single word? Then you need Not a Guarantee, Wolbert's. The new app that's like Pocket Alibi Lite, in that it's like Pocket Alibi if Pocket Alibi only had two words instead of 200 words. Oh yeah, and if it also played the Wolbert's podcast. Wolbert's, that's our word. Not a Guarantee, Wolbert's, is from Beastlick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team, the good people who brought you Bipcoin, Fiendphone, and the best-selling app, Find G.G. Allen's Grave. Log on today at https://play.google.com and get the free Bipcot licensed app, Not a Guarantee, Wolbert's. Do it! Do it! Do it till you're satisfied!
Meow!
Meow.
Meow.
Meow. Meow.
Meow.
Meow. Meow.
Meow. Meow.
This is the Trigger Weeds. Chasing you. With the Empire's of rebroadcasting from Pompeii to Bay. A mile above sea level. We are not koala bears. We are not transspecial. We are covered, however, by a Bipcot no government license. This allows reuse by anybody except governments. You can learn more at bipcot.org. This is your guy with the vocal fries, Steve Miller, here with Jim Jesus in the second hour.
The Lulberts. That's our wrong show.
And let me tell you, Jim, the breaks have been a little lonely because I've been in Facebook jail, and I can discuss this on the air, finally.
You've been zucked.
I got 7 days for describing myself as a gutter, word that rhymes with maggot.
A bundle of sticks.
A boodle of sticks, as was once written in an essay. I made my student, back when I taught seventh grade, Jim, I made my students write an essay about why they weren't allowed to use the word gay negatively in Mr. Miller's classroom. And there was one essay that I saved and still have somewhere in my house. And it said, and it was this girl named Camera, like the thing on your phone that takes pictures. And Camera wrote the following: how would you feel if you was a word that rhymes with maggot? How would you feel if you went everywhere and people were saying word that rhymes with maggot, word that rhymes with maggot, word that rhymes with maggot, everywhere you be going? ?
Everywhere you be going.
Yep. I think it would make you feel sad about being such a word that rhymes with maggot all the time. And I saved it because that was beautiful. A++. Maybe work on the be going for to denote habitual action, but whatever. And that was a good time. And lo and behold, Liberty's frat boy Adam Kokesh over the weekend released a status where he announced his super edgy, very ahead of the curve plan to illegally immigrate to a country he's already a citizen of. So he's going to Mexico.
I don't think it's going to work out very well, but go ahead.
He's going to Mexico for Scam Acapulco, and he's going to hobnob.
Allegedly.
Yeah, what have you. And he puts up this Facebook status that says, how would you feel if I were to, I can become what I've always wanted to be ever since I was a kid, an illegal immigrant. And I'm thinking of sneaking across the border, and I'm going to bring a couple bad hombres with me. What do you folks think? This is going to, and I said, well, I think if you're going to sneak across the border, the one way to make it easier for yourself is to put on social media your plans to sneak across the border.
Yeah.
And, right. Basically mocking him for being a moron, because this is the same person who thought he was going to get rich from charging franchise fees for people to attend weed protests. This was the business plan that he wasn't high when he came up with. He was just so egomaniacal that he thought this was going to work. And
maybe he should save his real weed for the actual protest and smoke the fake weed.
And he probably reported cigarettes. And because Someone called me a word that rhymes with maggot in this thread, and I corrected them. I said, actually, I identify as a gutter, word that rhymes with maggot.
Oh,
right. And for this, I was reported and subsequently zucked. So I am hereby declaring to all of the pod beef gods that I, Steve Miller, have a beef with Adam Kokesh, Liberty's frat boy.
Again.
Yes. A re-beef.
This ain't the first time.
No, this is not the first time. One time I wrote an entire musical about what a loony was. And yeah, so it goes. Yep.
Kokesh.
So go on YouTube and downvote a bunch of his videos. Do it for Miller. If you want to downvote 7 videos, one for every day I was zucked, I would really appreciate it. Please donate downvotes.
Hashtag justice for Steven. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting because that word, although it can't be said on the radio, so I'm told, was perfectly fine to broadcast on national airwaves in the 90s. There was an episode of The Simpsons where they were they're all planning to revolt against the kid bully on campus, Bart, and all of his friends. We're going to rise up against Nelson. And he was like, wait a minute. He can't beat all of us up. We should all band together. And then Milhouse. What is the other dorky kid?
Your face.
Oh, man. I can't. the really nerdy kid with the pocket protector. Not Nelson.
Ralph Wiggum.
No. Anyways, yeah, the other dorky kid picks up a bunch of sticks and says, like, well, you know, like, a single twig is weak, but if we all stand together, we will join, we will make a giant word that rhymes with maggot. So I guess it's okay for TV, but not radio. Whatever.
It had the mag rating seal of approval. And yeah, there you have it.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Yeah, don't report. I don't understand why they end up getting mad about something. I'm describing myself as something, and then you get in trouble. I wonder how many people have been like.
Also, I legitimately feel that people who are any sort of queer identity should get to use that particular word, and I think it should be for life. Like the first time you make the beast with two backs with another person of the same gender, you are also issued perhaps a BIPCOT license to use said term for the entirety of your life, casually and without any sort of repercussions from Mark Zuckerberg or anybody else.
Yeah. Well, speaking of terrible things, I have this interesting article from Hard Style. Are you familiar with this website?
It's the Viagra sponsors that, correct?
It's the most objective, factually based news source ever. Fake news. But they have this really interesting article, and there's a lot of swear words in it, so I'm going to carefully edit this for radio. But it's a really good story. So I tried these recipes from the Anarchist Cookbook, and they tasted like duty. I first saw the black bloc on TV during Trump's inauguration. They were all wearing black and smashing windows, and I thought to myself, hell yeah, that's the kind of fecal matter that I want to be doing. So I joined a local anarcho meetup group and attended my first meeting down by the docks at midnight. Everybody wore black ski masks, just like on TV. It ruled. Anyways, I signed up to make food for the next meeting / riot planning. Unfortunately, I forgot to ask what anybody in the black bloc liked to eat. Thankfully, my Amazon Prime account gets me free shipping, and I quickly received the Anarchist Cookbook at my door. I hope this would be full of tasty recipes for the anarchists like myself to enjoy, but I was very disappointed. Straight up, these recipes tasted like fecal matter. I only made a few before things went south. I can read good in my kitchen. More on that later. Here are my reviews. 1. So this one sounds particularly tasty just by the title of it. Number 1, Gelatin Dynamite. There's always room for Jell-O. Haha, just kidding, because this dish tasted horrible. I thought it would be like like the chocolate volcano cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory or something. But as soon as I put the nitroglycerin, ammonium nitrate, and sodium chloride into my mixing bowl, I knew it was going to be a very stinky dish. I mixed them around with a wooden spoon and tried a little taste of it. The best way I can describe this dish is toxic plastic with skin removal finish.
Yeah.
It sounded like it was going at a good start, you know. All right. So number two, of which, by the way, has a far more appetizing title, Chloride of Azote. I swore that this dish, I swore I had this dish at a tapas place one time, but after making it, I realized I was mistaken. The recipe calls for collecting chlorine gas into a small beaker and stacking it on top of another beaker full of ammonium nitrate. I put it on and took it off the heat for a few times to make a reduction and ended up with sort of a goopy blue substance. It looked like a soft cheese, so I spread it on a rice cracker. I took one bite and vomit immediately shot out of my nose. Not what I was hoping for. That's kind of a bummer, don't you think? Miller?
Yeah. That's a little bit of a bummer.
Yeah.
You know, you think you're going to get Julia Child, and what you get is napalm.
Well, this is close to napalm, but not quite. So number three is the Molotov cocktail. Cocktails for anarchists. Something smooth to sip on after a long day of punching fascists in the face. Or so I thought. The recipe calls for an empty bottle filled with two parts gasoline and one part motor oil. I shook them up a little bit and took a sip, and I'll be damned if I didn't spit it right back out. Really bitter flavor. I figured that maybe I was missing out on the full package because I hadn't lit it on fire yet. The Molotov cocktail calls for a little fire, like a flaming Dr. Pepper or something. So I bailed on the whole drink. I put a gas-soaked rag into the bottle, and it literally blew up my entire kitchen. I made it out okay, but I am seriously worried about serving anarchists this beverage at their cocktail parties. In the end, I was highly disappointed with these recipes. I left the book a one-star review on Amazon, but honestly, I wish there was an option for a zero-star review. Don't we all? It looks like there are going to be some hungry anarchists at our next meeting, or maybe I should pick up some hummus from Whole Foods on the way to the docks. Have you had better luck with these recipes of the Anarchist Cookbook? Let us know in the comments below. Or let us know.
So, that's beautiful. Well done. Yeah.
And the only thing that we can derive from this is left anarchists aren't good at punching Nazis, and they're not very good. And they're also not very good at cooking. So, yeah.
Well, I lived at Occupy Philly, and there was a very heavy Black Bloc contingent there. And the food, I can attest, was absolutely atrocious.
Yeah. I love the first comment on this article, which is by a woman by the name of Yulami Camarena, and she comments, "The Anarchist Cookbook is not food, LMAO." And then, of course, a very astute gentleman responded, "That's the joke."
Yep.
Yeah.
Somewhat Johnny Joke explainer. You gotta, like, some people need everything spelled out for them.
Yep.
Sometimes they show up in live comedy shows, you know? Happens.
Yeah.
Half comedians love people like that. Ooh, well, you see, it's funny because I pretended the microphone was a penis. Ha!
And that's why that's funny. It's funny because I was imitating a sexual act upon him, something phallic-shaped, and that's why that's funny.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com. Want caviar sound on a cat food budget? Creamy Radio Audio by the Freedom Fiends has great free tips so you can sound like a pro without spending like one. The most powerful form of human communication is one person speaking to another. But if people have to suffer through your sound, they'll change the channel and miss your message. Creamy Radio Audio will help you speak to the world with sound that will make people want to keep listening. Check out creamyradioaudio.com. That's creamyradioaudio.com.
You know, dude, you're dead. Why not let our music be on your vinyl record with your ashes inside of it? That's the way I see it. Oh, we're on the radio. So tell me about the DNC. So, I am so out of the loop on this thing. Way out of the loop.
It was. Let's just say that.
What?
We're coming off a weekend that was very chubby.
I think Miller got droned.
Last yeah. Rim, you had election.
You might want to start that all over again because that we only got pieces of that.
Oh, I was speaking in some sort of chipper, but that's fine. So over the weekend, there were a lot of liberal tears to be drank because you had the DNC election and then the Oscars in quick succession, one after the other. And there was a lot of crying, and for somewhat good reason in terms of the DNC election, because they all wanted this one guy, this Keith Ellison from Minnesota. He's a Muslim, or Muslim, as they say. And he didn't win. This other guy won, and he looks like he's already deceased. So you probably remember, Jim, when Democrats were boring, when all they would do is send up these white men, each more impossibly boring than the last. Dick Gephardt, Tom Daschle, John Kerry. They were just the human equivalent.
Dick Gephardt was an albino. Give the guy a break.
He also looked like a ventriloquist dummy. They're... when Democratic men age, especially, a lot of them tend to get that look in the face where they just get those lines by the
fiend phone. Their chin. Fiend and phone.
They look like the villain from an R.L. Stine novel.
Oh.
And they've elected the
Jeff Sessions of radio.
He's here to ban your marijuanas.
I think he's here to ban your marijuanas. I think you need to turn up your buffer a little bit.
Yeah, crank that buffer. I'll turn up his buffer. He can't really do what needs to be done.
I've been hitting the buff dumps.
All right. That doesn't help, really. It has to be done the network level, which I can do. I can teach you.
Yeah.
I hear Jim breathing, though, as long as we're complaining. I'm probably too quiet. There we go. All right. That's better. Ooh. That's off. All right.
I heard like some kind of murmurings about the whole DNC thing. I didn't get to hear everything, but what I did gather is that there was a bunch of people who were going for this one guy, and it seemed like he was going to be kind of like the guy who was going to fix all the problems with the DNC that they had during the election, you know, after it was, I don't know if the rigged is the right word, but definitely, there was definitely some thumbs on the scale. Yeah. There was
Hillary got the debate questions in advance. That's the funniest thing that came out of all of it.
Really?
Yeah,
that's not a joke. That's real.
It's not a joke. In several debates, she was getting the questions in advance. And
that wouldn't really help you if you're both good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I understand is the new guy is basically kind of like a good pals with the Clintons. Really good pals with the Clintons.
He also looks like every dude on Grindr who won't tell you his HIV status.
Wow. Wow, too soon.
Too soon.
After the beginning of AIDS?
Yeah.
He probably got it earlier on, so... But had it just long enough so he can get the good drugs. Right. That's the only reason why he's still alive.
But he's mind-numbingly boring, and he's apparently a huge leftist, and he speaks he's apparently going to tell all the white people to shut up, which is what they all got. They all campaigned promising to do. It was, who will tell the white people to sit down and shut up harder? Because identity politics is the
name of the game, especially in the DNC moment. Yeah,
yeah. In the DNC race, that was how you really won your medal. But. And to their credit, it did come down to a black guy versus a Latino. So, yep. But everybody was really angry about it. And they said they're going to form a third party, which have fun with that. Like,
so, you know, I was trying to get something in edgewise. I'm not mad that I didn't. It's funnier how it would have sounded if I'd said it. Like I thought of something. Who's sucking? Who's sucking on something?
Not me.
I hear like water sounds or something.
Oh, I think that's my neighbors behind me. They're taking a shower or something.
Yeah. Anyway, I was going to say, I'm not as hopeful today as I am most days. It comes and goes, but I thought of it, and then I was going to say it, and if it come out right after the, it was between a Mexican and a black, it would have sounded really racist. If you'd said that, then I'd said, I'm not as hopeful today as usual.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Ever struggle for the right thing to say at a party? Want something to break the ice? Get the free Freedom Fiends Android app, Pocket Alibi. Pocket Alibi will help you have things to say. It'll replace verbal communication when you're not speaking with somebody.
I value your input.
It'll make you the hit of any party.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Will it work?
Not a guarantee.
It's a great icebreaker, too. Comes loaded with hundreds of original funny sayings with great voices and great recording quality. It's arranged into 7 categories. Disclaimers.
You should never do the thing I'm talking about.
Excuses.
I'm sorry, sir. An older girl told me to do it.
Advice. Fun, too.
Get off me, kitty.
Libertarian pickup lines.
Hey, baby, hold my camera while I yell at this meter maid.
State speech is hate speech.
Bark, bark for the state.
Get Pocket Alibi today on Google Play for free. Again, search for Pocket Alibi. That's Pocket Alibi. A-L-I-B-I.
Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi.
Does this app make me look fat?
Hammer time.
So, I heard a rumor.
I started it.
I don't think he started this one. I heard a rumor that Monero is adding DNS. Like the thing I tried to do, the thing that they actually could do. I don't know why they would do it, because they're very successful as just a currency for buying heroin on the black market. Or, you know what I think that Monero is used for a lot? And there's like millions of dollars a day in Monero transfers. I think it's used... I think it's used to wash stolen Bitcoin.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Because I had like a similar idea for that. It was like, if I ever just happened across Molyneux's beat Bitcoin, I know that it would be, I'd be washing around in some Monero for sure.
Wow, I can't believe you just said that. You basically said, if I had the chance to, the theft of $500,000 from a guy I don't like on the internet.
You can't steal a property that's not owned by anybody, because it's pretty clear he doesn't have access to that anymore.
You really think that? I mean, I've put that forth as a theory, but
I'm starting to believe it.
So man, that's such a corrupt thing to do, because you know he's like, you know, still getting kids in college and high school that probably have $5 worth of Bitcoin, sending all their Bitcoin to that address.
I've noticed that he hasn't been putting donation links for his Bitcoin on a lot of his videos lately. He may be doing it again, but the last time I checked, he hasn't been doing that.
You know, it would just be so insane to keep. It would be so insane to keep that much Bitcoin in one public address, one that people know. I mean, for nothing else. I mean, there are people. There are people that would run up in your house and torture you to get $500,000. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that you couldn't figure out he had that much if he moved it to 5 different accounts once in a while, but it wouldn't be quite as obvious and quite as inviting. And I'm not saying people should be running up in Molyneux's house, but yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy to keep. And it's also like, it's crazy to keep that much in one account, because if someone gets the key, they've got it all. You know, I'd keep it in 5 different accounts.
But yeah, I have some wallets that I don't have like digital copies of. They're all you know, like the word algorithm things, and I if I'm saving money in Bitcoin, which I do, I'll put it in some of those accounts, and then I don't have like a digital copy of it. So it's just paper. So if I want to dig it out, I'll have to like find the codes somewhere wherever I put them, which I know they're around, and you know, put in the codes, then create that digital wallet, and then send it out. So,
the rumor about Monero doing DNS, you know, the thing I was trying to do that I didn't have the resources to do, but they absolutely had the resources to do. I thought it was just a rumor, but then something really interesting happened is Jeremy, not our Jeremy, Jeremy, who's now the head dev, Jeremy, who I did that Namecoin thing with Fiend, Free Speech Me. I named it and helped promote it. And then he tried to, he hired a lawyer to see if he could not pay me, you know, the like $1,000 he owed me for fundraising $3,000 for him. And, you know, like basically he hired a lawyer and probably paid more to the lawyer to see if he could break a contract because I went and, you know, did some other open source stuff with another open source dude, and he got upset. Jeremy is now, he was like kind of an auxiliary developer on the Namecoin team 2 or 3 years ago. I found out recently he's the head developer of Namecoin, and there's hardly anyone else on it. Like basically he's inherited it because everyone else abandoned it because it's such a sinking ship and because there's no money. And he, like, you know, lives with his mom or whatever. So, and he's, like, 25. Mm-hmm. He lives with his mom, and it's not like, you know, I mean, the guy could have a job working at Google making six figures. He's that smart, but he chooses to live at home. You know, I'm just dissing him by saying he lives at home. But here's the bizarre thing. There's this big Bitcoin conference in, I think it's London, coming up in a month or two. And one of the main speakers at it is Fluffy Pony, the head of Monero. And Fluffy one of Pony. The other speakers at it, what's that?
I said Fluffy Pony.
Yeah.
He's from South Africa. Don't South Africans seem like British people trying to do a really bad Australian accent?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
But Jeremy from Namecoin is also a speaker at that event. And I read some blog of Jeremy's, and it's like, he's like, and I'd like to thank Fluffy Pony for giving me the invite and putting me on the schedule at this event. And I'm like, that kind of makes me think it might be happening. You know, so there's this rumor that Monero is adding DNS function. And then the head dev of Monero is inviting the head dev of Namecoin to speak at a conference, like maybe to pick
these are Indian men named Dev, correct?
Dev, yes. Dot Indian, not Feather Indian. Yeah,
correct.
Monero's starting to get their S together. I'm kind of happy
S together for a while. But
well, I mean, like they've been doing things that are a little bit better. Like I think they actually did create a GUI wallet. I think that's what I saw. They created a GUI wallet finally. And if they're doing this DNS thing, that's a good move. Probably not.
I think it's I would think that I don't think they're working with Jeremy. I think they're going to like suck what's good out of him and throw his corpse on the side of the road. That's what it looks like to me.
I think it might be entirely possible. They were a little bit inspired by what you did with Bitcoin.
And I wasn't going to say it, but thank you.
Yeah, from what it sounds like, yeah, that's probably the case. And I think they may have been listening to you and going, okay, so maybe we can get some good ideas from this guy and go away.
From me or from Jeremy. Yeah. Well, yeah. In the white paper I wrote, I had two really good ideas that would have made Namecoin work if they'd done them from the start. Now, it won't work.
By the way, what exactly is Namecoin?
Namecoin is a cryptocurrency. It was the first altcoin. At one time, there was Bitcoin. And then lo and behold, there was another coin, Namecoin. And now there's 700 or 800 altcoins. But it was the first one. It was, the idea was suggested by Satoshi Nakamoto on Bitcoin Talk Forum. The thread is still up. All of his threads are still up. If you ever want to do something interesting, go on bitcointalk.org and look up Satoshi Nakamoto and read his 150 posts or so on there from when that was like a tiny site that hardly anyone was on. Yeah, he posted. And so like somebody came on there and said, hey, would it be possible to add something to the Bitcoin blockchain so you could put DNS on it that wouldn't be censorable? And then a couple other people chimed in. And then Satoshi Nakamoto, by the second page of that 80-page thread, said, that's a great idea, but you should use a different network instead of Bitcoin. And you could maybe share processing power. And so basically in one post, Satoshi invented the first altcoin and invented the idea of merge mining. And then other people, the Namecoin team, came in and started doing it. And Jeremy joined them after Namecoin was out. And then one by one, they just abandoned because they didn't do the thing I said, which was have the money for registering pay out to the devs instead of being burned and destroying. So there's actually money for ongoing development. And the other idea, basically, I had in that 40-page white paper was tying into the value of gold automatically by basically doing web scraping.
Yeah,
and
by the way,
for become too cheap or too expensive to register.
And for the people in the really cheap seats, DNS is where basically how domains are registered. So when you go to www.joebob.com/ when you go to that, what it's basically doing is going to a DNS server, and the server's going, okay, so joebob.com goes to
this IP address. It's turning words into numbers.
Yeah.
It turns words into numbers, and the government has control of that. The United States government has control of that worldwide.
Yeah.
So, that's not ideal. It is square.
Yeah. It sounds like a good idea for them to do something like that. But I wonder what the dot will end up being. Is it going to be dot mon or dot
I don't
Monero?
Know, man. See, the thing is, if I were Monero, well, what I'm guessing they'll do, that's funny, dot fluff. Yeah. What I would do if I were them, and I wouldn't be surprised if this is what they're doing, is I would start another coin based on Monero, because Monero has the advantage, crypto node coins like Monero, Bitcoin, et cetera, have the advantage that Namecoin doesn't, that it's got the built-in mixing. So that it makes it anonymous, so you can't find out who's registering what as easily.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do it on Monero because Monero's working so well as it is. If they'd be really smart to start another coin,
they're doing all kinds of crazy stuff with that thing. Like, I think the last update they did, they removed IP addresses. So if you sell something or whatever and that hash goes up, granted the hash isn't going to tell people like this amount was transferred to this amount to these addresses, it's just basically like, here's the hash that happened, don't worry about it. but it still had like an IP address attached to that particular transaction, which they got rid of completely. So now it's uber. Yeah. It's like one more step and more anonymous than a little bit more anonymous than Zcash at this point.
It's like your key signature. It's like ring signatures plus a built-in VPN almost. But
yeah,
I mean, that's the effect of it. That's not really what it is, but yeah.
That's cool. Really happy about Monero, except for the fact that the price has been kind of down recently. Not too much, but down a couple of bucks.
It's still kind of kicking butt compared to a lot of coins.
Oh, yeah.
It's in, the top 10 all the time?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm bored. Let's move on. You know what else really grinds my gears? This one's funny.
You know what grinds my gears?
So I was yakking with somebody tonight on Facebook, some fan of my old band, who was like, asking me so many questions about the people in the band that I finally was like, look, dude, I left a state to get away from those people. I don't want to have to block you to bring it up, to not have to think about them 24/7. And he's like, okay, cool, no problem. But he said something to me, and then I answered his question, and then like, he said something else, and then like he asked me the question again, and I'm like, I answered that. Scroll up, and he's like, oh, dude, and I realized like I've written all this stuff to this guy answering his questions, and he's never seen any of it. I wonder how many people do that, like on Facebook PMs, never see what you wrote.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org. Meow.
So what have you learned about your zucking?
That the right of homophile peoples to say the F word when describing themselves should be absolutely inalienable, and Mark Zuckerberg has infringed upon my freeze peach.
Freeze peach gets me every time. Every time.
Freeze that peach.
Yeah. I have only received a 24-hour long ban, and it is really annoying.
Oh, see, I'm on the Zuckerberg Gold plan where it's 7 days, but there's people who get 30 days all the time, like constantly, and they're always just off, and then they're on for 3 days, and it's as if they're an over the road trucker, and they're on the road for 30 days, you know, hanging out in their Sox account or what have you. And then they come back, and then they get banned again, because most of these people have a ton of enemies, because in order to get banned that often, you need to have people reporting you all the time. So unless you're, you know, when you're really out there hurting some feels, you're going to get reported. Just like I hurt Adam Kokesh's feels by, you know, making fun of his plan to illegally immigrate to a country that he has full birthright citizenship of. But whatever.
Yeah, when I find out that people like report, you know, either me, I don't know, for some reason I don't get reported a lot. For someone who has a lot of enemies, I don't get reported on Facebeef quite a bit, but it's interesting. But anyways, I had a friend who used that same vernacular while he was. There was some context that was justifying it a little bit, I guess. Yeah, something like that. But he was, he used that word, and this particular individual had reported him for using that term, and I did not know that he was even banned, because he just disappeared for a few days, and we don't have that many mutual friends, so he just came back 7 days later and said, oh, you know that guy? Yeah, he totally reported me for saying that word. And my immediate reaction was to go and find him in my friends list and block him. And I did my little virtue signaling by
saying, Banhammer, hey. Meet Blockhammer.
Yeah, I made my little virtue signal thing by saying, hey, everybody, if I find out that you report any of my bros to the beefs to get zucked, you will be immediately banned forever and blocked. So that was my virtuous signaling for a while. Yep. I will not this aggression will not stand.
No, absolutely not. And you still have freedom of association even on the online world. And if you don't want to be around a bunch of snitches and people that are going to go running to Zuckerberg every now and then. And Facebook is even adding in these features that make you go to the person and say, hey, what you just wrote hurt my delicate butthole because X, Y, and Z, rather than like dealing with the whole report process, because even Facebook is sick of Facebook, and that's your redemption for tonight.
Yeah.
Even Facebook is sick of itself. The book of feces.
Yeah. And some of the things I've seen people get reported for. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, so I will not stand for that at all. I will block. Even if I hear like someone say like, oh yeah, I reported him because he said some word, I'll just preemptively block that person as well. Yeah, and I will not block someone who does this. I will definitely unfriend anybody who will try to do the, well, it's not technically pedophilia if they're post-pubescent. That's actually hebephilia. Those will get an immediate unfriending right away.
But what if the child consents, though?
Nope, gone. Bye. I won't have time for that. I definitely don't want that linked back to me.
You always gotta. Whenever I get a friend request from someone whose profile pic is either a voluntarist flag or their last name is Freeman or something else where it's very clear that they're very freedom forward, you gotta see where they are on the who will build the roads versus what if the child consents though spectrum.
Yep. Will not have that. So,
can't be having it. Keep but your friends listed. Keep your lives pure, folks.
Yeah, and rip in peace Milo's career.
Yeah. What if the child consents, though?
Children can't consent. Sillies.
I want to sign up children for credit cards.
Why not? They consented. They should have read the contract. They should have known they were getting into a credit card with 20% APR.